Blog Talk Radio.
This is a tribute to a fellow named Bill Cahir, C-A-H-I-R. He's a 34-year-old, a Marine. He joined the Marine Corps late. I think he's from Pennsylvania, and he ran for Congress in Pennsylvania, and he didn't win the election. Much to the detriment of the people in his district, because they could have elected a hero. Bill served two terms in Iraq, and he gave up his life in Afghanistan, and he's being returned home. And so, as a tribute to Bill Cahir, which is, by the way, is a great name, a Cahir. I never met a Cahir that brought shame to the name. And so I'm going to play a tune dedicated to his family. He has two young twin boys, I think. And he died for them. And he died for us.
Oh.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. That is a lamentation, a tune, and the name of it is Skibbereen. It's a Gaelic tune. And the story goes, it's about plight and suffering. It's about famine and disaster. It's about being run off your land. It's about being starved to death and watching your mother die in the snow. It's a very, very sad song. And at the end of the song, at the beginning of the song is, "O Father dear, I often hear you sing of Erin's Isle. Its valleys green, its woodland scenes, its mountains pure and wild. They say it is a lovely place wherein a prince might dwell. Oh, why did you abandon it? The story to me tell." And he tells the whole story. And at the end, there's a pro-life message in the song. When you were only 2 months old and feeble was your frame, I could not leave you with my friends. You bore your father's name. I wrapped you in my coat of moor, and in the night unseen, I heaved a sigh and bade goodbye to dear old Skibbereen. Skibbereen is the town. And at the end of the song, the son sings to the father, "Oh, father dear, the day will come. On vengeance we will call. And brave men will rally around the flag of one and all. And I'll be the man to lead the band under a flag of green. And we will raise high the cry, revenge for Skibbereen." Because the British drove them out. Here in the United States, our own politicians are putting the yoke of slavery on the backs of every working American. They're announcing today that the Internal Revenue Service is upset because they're not getting their cut, and that they're down 18% in revenues. I wonder why. We have pulled a Skibbereen on all businesses in America. We have driven them off the land. They are the first ones to go. They won't be the last ones. Okay? When you have guys like Chuck Schumer coveting Exxon because Exxon is making money. But what about all of Chuck Schumer's friends who he protects who are making money in nursing home scandals? And anything you care to investigate, I'm sure, if you look under Chuck Schumer's rocks, you will find a lot of lizards. So, that's where we are today. And so what is the great America doing, the useless of A? We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of wood crap. The day we lost our country, 40 years ago, we lost it to the junkies, to the abominations. We lost it to the fornicators and the filthy pigs, the pigs in a blanket, who went up to Woodstock, New York, while 500,000 Americans were sacrificed in the battlefields of Vietnam, while the Democrats who brought us into the war left us to die on the battlefield and promised they would never run again. They have lied to us from 40 years of lies we've been listening to. And look what we've turned out. A generation, two generations of junkies. A 50% divorce rate that you can count statistic-wise, but it's probably more like an 80% divorce rate when you count all the hookups. Yeah, and we're going to live together to see how it works out. The filth of the nation. Cockroaches. Yeah, and the ACLU destroying every vestige of God in the country, and we're letting them do it. And they're using our own Constitution to enslave us. And the only people that are standing up for freedom are the old people, because they knew what yesterday was like, and they see today and they don't like it. And I don't blame them. We have become a nation of pigs in a blanket. So hang in there, and I'll give you some more. Here's a tune that was made in the 50s when gentlemen fell in love. And one out of three songs had God in them. And now we have the Madonna riffraff. We have tattooed, people who graffiti their bodies, people who tell you that graffiti is art, people who urinate on crucifixes and display it in museums. And this is what America has become. You know what? The Romans were holier. In their most decrepit days, they were holier than this nation is today. This is a nation God is almost leaving. I think he's down in the Bible Belt, and after that he's flipping out. Yeah, unbelievable. We're going to be the new Babylonian captivity people. Imagine raising your daughters to be little Madonnas. Isn't that wonderful? And there's a woman who's going to burn in hell for spitting in God's face. Yeah, and you know, here's a little hint. Don't wear a cross. Wear a crucifix. Put Jesus on that cross. Don't just wear a piece of gold. As a matter of fact, the Democrats are pointing to... they're going to the town hall meetings and they're pointing out the crosses and they're calling them swastikas. Because they don't even know what a cross looks like. Except the one that the priest holds up when they tries to make them go back into their native soil. And in a place called Santa Rosa, which is named after St. Rose in Florida, the public school down there has arrested the two teachers for praying. And the ACLU says, give us Barabbas. The ACLU has to be destroyed. It is for the good of the nation, the ACLU has to be destroyed. We don't need the ACLU defending our rights because they're taking them all away. And if you ever see a spokesman for the ACLU, they foam at the mouth when the word God is mentioned. We're a nation where no two kids have the same parent. It is really sad. It is really sad. We're like dogs. Mondo cane. USA mondo cane. In every hotel now, you look in the drawer, there's no Gideon Bible. Because the ACLU has destroyed the Gideon Bibles in hotels. But you can press the channel and you can get the porn and they will hide the title in your bill. So that your boss won't suspect that you've been sitting in the room watching porn when you submit your expense account. Have you noticed all of the movies that are directed to Antichrist? It's an Antichrist movie. Have you ever noticed that? All the vampire movies, that the vampires suck your blood in church. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is it. This is the way we live today. We are one living in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The left will tell you if somebody is venting at you and raging and pointing their finger at you, just to lay down because it's less upsetting if you lay down. Face down. What was there? 8 town hall meetings and they canceled them. And this guy Wexler, who's a flag burner, and he's supposed to represent Florida, but he lives in Maryland with his mommy. Huh? Have you seen that one yet? Have you seen this charlatan? He's charging $10 in Florida to hold a town hall meeting to anybody that wants to come. That's to discourage the senior citizens who only have $9. He did an average income, a workup, net worth workup, and he figures the most they can come up with is $9. So he made the fee 10. Isn't this great? And now they've canceled all the town hall meetings because there's 15 days left in August, and they can't take it anymore. They had 8 town hall meetings, and they collapsed. How's that? They had to work them for the first time in 40 years, and they collapsed. But they had they had plenty of time to vote to burn the flag. Wexler's a flag burner. He voted to burn the flag. He was doing it for the good of the nation. Sure was. Wexler should be fired. They should all be fired. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. Fire them all. You're not going to win this war unless you kill the enemy, and the enemy is your politicians. They're the ones. They've got 2 hands. They got 3 hands in the till. They are lining their pockets. They're sticking champagne contributions in every orifice. They are horrible, absolutely horrible. And speaking of champagne contributions and taxes,
is another form of champagne contributions. And they're using your tax money to perform abortions. They're using your tax money to build rehab monuments to drugs. And now we've got so many junkies in the country, they want to legalize drugs. Yeah. One out of five Americans is a junkie. How's that, man? That's 20% of the voting population. There's Obama's 20% of his 53%. Yeah, man, I'm going to vote today. They're going to legalize weed. Well, remember Woodcraft when we blocked the thruway? You blocked the thruway, and 500,000 real Americans were in the rice paddies of Vietnam looking for the other parts of their buddy's body to bring home in a coffin that was draped with a flag that 48 senators and 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn. If you don't do anything else in your lifetime, this coming election, get my book, go to the page that lists all the flag burners by name and state, and vote them out of office. You'll get rid of 48 senators as soon as they come up for re-election. You'll get rid of 135 Viet Congress mice, and I guarantee you, your children will be much safer, because 80% of those flag burners vote to kill kids. And they have nice names, but they're still baby killers and flag burners, including the Vice President of the United States. And Obama also voted to let it burn, baby. Yeah. When he was a plant. Let me give you that Frankie Lane tune that has God in it.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
So now we're going to celebrate 40 years of Woodcraft. And that's what we have, Woodcraft, in the House and the Senate. They only got suits now. They're not the pigs in a blanket anymore. They're not the defecating, we have no toilets, slime that blocked at the thruway, the New York State. Woodcraft, man, it was our day. Jimi Hendrix played the Star Spangled Banner. Star Spangled Banner? You want to hear a Star Spangled Banner? I'll play you a Star Spangled Banner. And while you're listening to this Star Spangled Banner, think about this.
this Star Spangled Banner is recorded on vinyl. That's why you'll hear the scratches in the record. There's 27 scratches. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that you could make a fool of yourself. They weren't smoking weed and getting sexually transmitted diseases at Woodcrap. These guys recorded this Star Spangled Banner just before D-Day. And right after they recorded this, 6,000 gave up their lives on Omaha Beach. And another 6,000 gave up their lives at Iwo Jima. And they bought you 60 years of freedom, and you haven't paid one due. The best you can do is go to college and eat up 40 grand of your dad's hard-earned money so that you can be seen on spring break working for beads and flashing the symbol of America. Depravity, no God, no country. And that's why in one generation yet to come, no two Americans will speak the same language. And the Democrats, with the help of the Repuppies, will hand this country over to the international god of communism. They won't call it communism, they'll dress it up. But once again, you'll be a slave. And 80% of your income will go to taxes. And they'll be looking to see how you're spending the other 20%. You think about that while I play you the Star Spangled Banner that was created by a nation of heroes, God and country boys. And when you hear that ocean's roar, you think of industrial might and power.
Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. sometimes you sigh, sometimes you cry, and you'll know why, just you and I know true love why.
Hey, how you doing? I've been out of the country for a couple of years now. Hey, what happened to all the churches?
Oh, the churches are all gone, man.
What do you mean they're all gone? They're gone. They're all gone. There's nothing we could do about it.
What do you mean?
Well, the ACLU and the Party of Death, they teamed up. And all of a sudden, they started with taking down a cross here and a cross there. And then they had the Bibles taken out of the hotels. And before you know it, they were passing a legislation that you couldn't pray. And the churches are all gone.
You're kidding.
No, man. They're gone.
Well, where's all the synagogues?
Oh, they're gone too. They were the next group of people to go. First they got rid of the Christians, and then they turned on the Jewish people. And it was easy, because a lot of them didn't go to church anyway.
So who's left?
Nobody.
What about the mosques?
Oh, they were the last to go. They put up a fight. But they're gone. They're all gone. Now, as a matter of fact, have you seen the new coin? A one nation under nobody? There is an element that's left. They call themselves anti-pagans. And they worship underground. And it's kind of hard to... They sing in Spanish, so nobody knows that it's really a prayer. That's not Spanish. That's Latin.
Yeah, I told you, Latinos.
No. Yeah, I. Everybody said these 12 guys are walking around singing it. They just got off the plane from the Vatican. Hey, I just had that Spanish song translated into English. It looks like these people are praying. I got to turn them in. I got to go on the president's website. You know what the words say? Oh, they're going to be indicted. Down in adoration falling, lo, the sacred host we hail. Lo, over ancient forms departing, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. To the everlasting Father and the Son who reigns on high. Oh yeah, they're all going to jail. With the Holy Ghost proceeding forth from each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. Amen. Oh, there's an amen in there. I knew it was a Christian thing. They sing another one in Hebrew called El Shaddai. You want to hear it? No, I ain't got time, man. I've got to go to the drug orgy. Hey, did they take all the crosses out of the cemeteries and war memorials too? Yeah. They didn't want to discriminate against cowards who never served, so they just replaced all the crosses with question marks. How could they get rid of all the crosses in the cemeteries? You know what? They look too much like swastikas, and so that was the reason they gave for removing them. Would you like to hear another song that's banned from the communist cucumber classroom? Hey, where's the American flag?
Oh, man, that got outlawed a long time ago. They don't fly that flag anymore.
No, the freedom of speech, they filed a freedom of speech amendment and all the flags had to be removed.
Are you kidding me?
No. They're all gone.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let the mortal tongues away, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 ah. Our fathers God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Ring.
Hey, where did all the old people go? Oh, they're gone too, man. They're gone. Yeah. We had to save Social Security. So anybody over 65 was aborted.
You mean like they kill the kids?
Oh, better. Better. We're more humane when we come to killing the old people because they're relatives. Kids, they're nothing. Senior citizens can still vote. Kids have no vote. We kill them while they're still absentee ballots. We treat them as if they were a voting GI.
How did that happen?
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg just took her abortion ruling for children, and she just included senior citizens. She calls it getting rid of the unwanted. And she sits on the bench from where she rules. What happened to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
Oh, we replaced all that with memos. Would you like to hear today's memo?
They just passed a memo is now a law. They created in the memo room at 9 o'clock, and by 10 o'clock it's law. And they only need a majority of 11 people to pass the law, to make it the law of the land. Today's memo was attacking the underground economy, because they're holding out on the government. And so they passed a law that waitresses, busboys, and bartenders now have to buy sophisticated cameras, which cost $11,000, because one of the senator's brother owns a camera company. And you have to buy this special camera, and you have to hook it on your apron, so that the government can count the tip money that you're receiving along with you. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you have to fill out a form, and your tip count has to match the government's tip count.
What is that doing? Well, it's creating another a black market. Right now, people don't go to supermarkets anymore. One family will buy a trailer load of toilet paper. Another family will buy chickpeas, a trailer load of chickpeas, and they sell to one another to avoid the taxes. Well, how much could the taxes be? 8, 9, 10%? Oh no, man, it's up to 80% now. It's called the VAT tax, a value-added tax. And they got all the other taxes, and then they threw the VAT tax on top. And where does the money go? It goes to the fat cats. Sounds like the country's broke. Oh no, man, government's got plenty of money. As long as you play ball, you'll get some of your money back. If you don't play ball, you'll be part of the underground economy. Would you like to hear the tax return song, the tax refund song? I think they're going to ban this because it mentions God. Yeah, I think it has to do, it mentions heaven, and so therefore it's considered a prayer. You know, a whole football team got arrested for using a Hail Mary play? They were exiled to Iran.
Open your eyes. You know each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Baby, don't you know?
Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have shower. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Baby, don't you know, trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be feelings from heaven for you.
Ever think you'd see the day when we would owe China our sacred fortune? Did you ever think you'd see the day when you're worried about whether or not China will invest in the United States? Well, how could that happen? Well, see, here's how it happened. Your government decided they wanted fresh air. More fresh air than you can handle. And they went and they purged all the foundries and the steel mills in the country. And they went after them. They didn't go and say, look, you are the backbone of the nation. You are our strength. You are our military might. You have built this country. You have saved this country. And in appreciation, what we're going to do is we're going to help you revitalize your industry and clean up the pollution. No, you know what they said? We'll get with the lawyers and we'll sue all these bastards out of business. We'll chase them. We'll make deals with China. We'll get commissions for sending these industries overseas. And that's what they did. And they sent so much industry overseas, there was nothing left.
Now everybody is hoping that they can make an invoice. They can bill somebody for something that we don't have. And so now, from toys to big boys, everything is made in China. Nancy Pelosi, in her state, helped the Chinese take down the Kaiser steel plant. And they brought the Chinese workers in to disassemble it and ship it to China. Kaiser Steel, that built ships, planes, tanks during World War II. Yeah, great, great communist move. If we can't get them in battle, we'll get them when they're sleeping. And America has been sleeping for 40 years, and the big celebration tonight is wood crap, because everybody went and took a crap at wood crap, and they called it a free love, man, and free love and lots of hypodermic needles. So what did the 40 years of wood crap give us? It gave us AIDS. How's that? It gave us new diseases that we created amongst ourselves. No flea, no mosquito, no. AIDS from unnatural sex. That's what did it. Oh, no, it's an alternative lifestyle. You know what's an alternative lifestyle? Revving up your engine and hitting the gas pedal so it blows out at 120 miles an hour right into the exit of the Holland Tunnel. That's an alternate lifestyle, and see how long you live after you do that. Don't give me that crap. You've been selling us bleeding heart insurance for too long. It's time that the cheese has stood alone once again. Play the farmer in the dell, and we will stand alone, because we are going to stand alone. And these politicians have sold us out six ways this Sunday. There isn't one that deserves to be in office. I don't care how good he is. He doesn't deserve to be there. Fire them all. Fire everyone. You've got to send a message. This is your last chance to save your country. After this, there's no coming back. You listen to the talk show host like Mike Savage. He says it's gone. Country's gone. The only way you're going to get it back is you've got to do something radical. You've got to do radical surgery. And the best way to do radical surgery is to send a message. One term of office, one termite. That's it. You get one shot at serving your country. You make the ultimate sacrifice, no pension, no benefits, the same medical plan that you're taking away from the senior citizens. That's what you get, and then get out. And the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. So, having said that, let me give you a tune to cheer you up. Les Paul just passed away the other day. He was in his 90s. Used to be Les Paul and Mary Ford, and the two of them entertained the country with good, clean entertainment. And Les Paul guitars are the most popular guitar used today by cheap imitators. So we're going to play a tune, and unfortunately, you see, Les Paul lived to be 90. Under the new Obama administration, he'd only get to be 65. But he managed to get a few good years in between 65 and 90. God bless him. And the tune that Les Paul is famous for is Go With God, which will be banned very shortly under the rule, the separation of church and music. Let me tell you about the separation of church and state. That was Aquilo. Thomas Jefferson admitted it was Aquilo. That's like a typo with a quill pen. And it was supposed to be a separation of church and snake, the symbol of the ACLU. And you can see the ACLU head being stepped on in the Garden of Gethsemane.
The town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million dreams away, dawn is breaking through a gray tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
We've got 15 minutes left, unless I decide to overrun the hour. Let me give you another religious rock and roll song.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
tune I'd like to dedicate to the head of the ACLU. May he suffer a harmless Gideon drive-by, where only one Bible cuts him down to size.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, Every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find the love we gave. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love. From the mountains to the valley, rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step the kingdom comes. All the hope in every heart will speak one love.
Was watching one of the ladies on Fox, and they were talking about this great Broadway show of Woodcrap. And I said, and she was saying, oh, it was, I know I wasn't there, but it must have been eventful. And I said to myself, yeah, it was eventful, all right. It was called Slime on the Highway. Yeah, eventful. This is a testimony to, we just heard somebody testify to the Lord. This Woodstock musical is a testimony to the ineffectuality of the United States, a talentless United States, to produce anything of substance. They have no creativity. They've lost it. You look at guys like Jerome Kern. You look at guys like Cole Porter. Look at the songs they wrote. Look at the Broadway shows that used to be. And now what do they have? Woodcrap. After 40 years, they give us Woodcrap. Are you kidding me? The best Broadway show that I've seen, that I've been familiar with, I didn't see it, but I love the music of The Phantom of the Opera. That was the last one. And then if you notice, all the Broadway shows are reruns. The only thing, they haven't got enough creativity to create one new Broadway show. Look at the movies. Look at the crap that they're sending you in the movies. Look at the garbage. Do you know they're talking about having actual sex scenes among the actors and the actresses? Where are they going to stop? They're not going to stop unless they are stopped. This is a runaway generation. They have no control over themselves. They don't know what they're doing. They're in flux. They don't have anything to compare to. They don't, if you ask them what the Ten Commandments are, they'll say, thou shalt kill.
They don't know. They can't name the Ten Commandments. They can't name 10 states in the United States. They can't name 10 capitals in the entire world. They have been brainwashed. They went to communist cucumber school. They learned how to put on a condom, and then they got graduated. Yes, you're ready. Here's your sheepskin. Now, only use it once. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what they have done. They have polluted. They're worried about pollution created by industry. What about mind pollution? You know, these kids have nothing to compare to. How are they going to know right from wrong when they were never taught right?
Oh, well, it's a natural thing. Everybody everybody knows in their heart of hearts what is right. Yeah.
Go look at the Bible. And what does the Bible tell you? Beware of false prophets. And there are more false prophets in the United States than in the entire world. You want to hear some false prophecies? And you're going to be a star, honey. After the divorce, you're going to live happily ever after. I'm proud I'm a Democrat. That's one of the three big lies. And the Repuppies are no better. The Repuppies are laying down. They're like gophers in a hole. They're like moles, you know, the whack-a-mole. They won't come up out of the hole because they're hoping that Obama does enough damage that they'll be swept back in. You know what I say? Sweep them all out. Let's go like the tide. Sweep them all out. To take them all out to sea. Get rid of both parties. Give us a fresh deck. Enough is enough. You've been stealing for too long. Get out. Leave me the register and get out. And any of these congressmen who don't show up at town hall meetings, who have called them off because the party says we're taking too many hits, you know what we should do? We should have a town hall meeting with an empty chair and put a little mouse on the chair. And then everybody gets up and addresses Congressman Nadler, Congressman Ackerman, all of the congressmen who voted to burn the flag, 135 of them, 40 days before 9/11, 135 Viet Congress mice said, burn that rag, the American flag. And I guarantee you, you'll be lucky to find one who ever served this country. Not one will have a DD-214. And if you don't know what it is, you never served your country. 48 senators. That's almost the majority. And do you know, every year they try and pass that amendment to make flag a desecration, the law of the land, okay? And last year it lost by one vote. One vote. How's that? Wouldn't you like to know who that was? And now you got Clinton, he goes to Korea and he gets somebody released. He makes a deal with the communist North Koreans. And then you've got the senator from Virginia. He goes to Burma to get somebody released. He gets a concession from the communists in Burma. What is this? What is this, a hug a communist week here? Big deal. How about you go to an abortion clinic and you get an American released? Oh, he's not an American. He's just tissue. Tissue. Yeah. Yeah, he's not an American. He's just an absentee ballot. He's a POW. He's a prisoner of the womb. They go all around the world to get their picture taken, getting a hostage released. They pulled in Jesse Jackson. Jesse taught them well. Also had to carry the big black bag. Yes, black is beautiful when the bag is black and it's full of money. And now the party of death is making you forget that there's a war on. You forgot. You've been brainwashed every day. Every day, somebody lost a helmet. It was the front page. Bush lost the helmet. 4,600 Americans died on Bush's watch. Now it's on Obama's watch, and they're slipping the bodies in quietly. And they're talking about it's going to take 20 years in Afghanistan. And they're going to burn out the poppy farmer. That's great. I'm sending people to go burn out a farmer who's the backbone of revolution. While we should be burning out the poppy farmer in Chicago. Yeah, and the poppy farmer in New Mexico, the governor who wanted to legalize weed because he was getting money from the weed people. He's in the corruption investigation until the papers get rid of it. Yeah, the media, the Keith Dobermans and the Chris Matthew Rasbanjanis and the Wolf Blitzer Khomeini. Yeah, some news media we got, and the New York Times. The New York Times, who is the breastfeeding mother of the Boston Globe, who went after the Catholic Church and nearly broke it. They went to the cemeteries of where dead priests were buried back 100 years. They took rubbings off the tombstones, and then they investigated to see if there were any sexual charges against a man who can't defend himself. They drove people to suicide, but you never see that. Al Sharpton killed a guy in the Tawana Brawley thing, but he was never charged with an accomplice to murder. No, instead he became a presidential candidate. See, that's what you do. If you kill a cop, you become a presidential candidate. So you forgot, but the moral of the slogan of the American Fundamentalist Party, the Spirit of America Party, is 911, we forget nothing. And Osama Obama is still alive in Pakistan or in Afghanistan. He's probably in Pakistan, where there's less heat, and he's probably got the protection of the Pakistani secret police. Okay? And unless he's in a harem limo in Saudi Arabia. And he's still alive. He has to be brought to justice. Don't bring him back, okay? Because Gitmo is full. We got to make Gitmo bigger. Don't bring him back. Leave him where you find him, in pieces. Just enough. We just need a little sliver for DNA analysis. That's all. And take out the Mullah Omar, the one-eyed sheikh. The best way to take him out is a cruise missile right through the window into his eye. And let's finish these guys off. And I'll give Obama credit for it. And I will denounce Bush for not getting Osama bin Laden. So Obama, get Osama. And I'll give you credit for it. I'll sing your praises. In the meantime, because you forgot 911, I'm going to give you a little reminder.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh my God, and they're in tears, they're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
Looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
So lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the
itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
19 Al-Qaeda. I think 15 was Saudis. 16 was Saudis, okay? And you see how much damage they did. Now, do you think that today, right now, in the war rooms of Al-Qaeda, that they're comparing one guy driving his car into a checkpoint or into a supermarket and blowing up is as valuable as 19 guys who hijacked three planes? Five-man teams that hijacked three planes? Maybe four planes that we don't know about? Don't you think they're weighing the pros and cons of small detonations as compared to, and small results as compared to giant detonations and giant results? How close are they to Islamabad and to the Pakistani nukes? How close are they to making a deal with the Koreans for nuclear material? How close are they to making a deal with the Russians for nuclear material, rogue Russians? How close are they to getting the Chechens to get them Russian nuclear material? The same Chechens who wiped out a school full of Russian children and a musical show, a theater full of Russians. These people are heartless. They see nothing but paradise and 72 virgins with a coupon. They don't care about their families here on earth.
They don't care who they're leaving behind. They're heading to paradise. Okay? And they're going to take as many Americans, Brits, Spaniards as they can with them. As many infidels. And if you're not praying five times a day, you're an infidel. And it is not the religion of peace. It's the religion of jihad. And jihad is in their book. And they believe in converting any way they can. So if you want to live, you better pray five times a day. And their dream is to have world domination, which they'll never have. But they're going to make it a good run. So they are working on nukes. They can't wait to get their hands on a nuke. And they'll use one of our own to get it. And if you don't believe that we've got more Benedict Arnolds today than ever before, what is this? Why is there such a silence in the media over O'Reilly's alleged charge that GE was sending IED detonators to Iran indirectly? You know that all things can be verified. Every product has a country of origin. Every person has a hometown. All things can be verified. Just like when you get registered mail and you sign, and the person who hands that letter off to the next person signs, and the person that hands that off to the next person signs, you can trace the pathway that piece of mail took, and you can do the same thing with people who are betraying the country. You can get to the bottom of anything if you dig deep enough. But the media is too busy covering up for the party of death. And the Republicans are waiting for the 50 mom, and he ain't coming. And that's why I say, fire them all, and let's sweep clean with a new broom. Fire every one of them. Get them all out. Let's get fresh crooks. We need fresh crooks in government. See, I'm sorry, Charles Grassley, you're doing a wonderful job, but this is a purge here, and you're going. Everybody's going. Say goodbye. Bye-bye. Wave to the children. Could you see the stunned look on their faces? Huh? Spending all their millions to get elected, and they find out that it's time to change the diapers? Or as they say in Arabic, bumpers, it's time to change the bumpers. We can change it from time out to time's up. And that's what we got to do. If you want your country back, you got to send a message. And the message is, we're not going to wait every 4 or 6 years to get even. We're going to make sure that you don't get a second chance to hurt us. You're fired. Get your crap and get out. And take your lobbying friends with you. You will never get the opportunity to do this again. These people get more clever by the minute. And they will outsmart you 6 ways to Sunday. What you have to do is you have to swing the axe. I know I'm getting some green wood with the swing, but I'll tell you, I'm getting a lot of dead wood too. Do you realize how many people will have to go home when they lose their free lunch ticket? In England, they call it a vote of no confidence. And that's what we got going here, a vote of no confidence. And I got to pay a compliment to Laura Ingraham and the lady she had on her show, opposite a party of death representative, a writer for Joe Biden. Joe, the flag burner Biden, who's now vice president, the Joker, the Batman. Yeah. And this guy called Sarah Palin a phony. And if there was anybody phony, if you look up phony in the dictionary, his picture is there. And not only that, but he's a termite. He's gnawing away at Joe Biden's wooden leg. Yeah, it's time to get rid of them all. All of these leeches will have to leave. The leeches will run dry. They will shrivel up. There'll be no more blood to suck. Here's a classic example of leeches. I was at a cocktail party many moons ago, and I was introduced to a couple. And I said, oh, they're a very nice couple. What do they do for a living? says, oh, they're consultants to management. What they do, they're efficiency experts. And what they do is they follow the worker around and time everything he does, from coffee break at the bathroom. And they make recommendations. And they're so successful at it, they're going into business for themselves. The next cocktail party a year later, I go, how does so-and-so do with going into business for themselves? Oh, they fell on hard times. And they didn't do too good. Oh, maybe what they need is an efficiency expert. Yeah, and that's how that goes, right? You know, there's a lot of guys making big bucks that don't deserve them. Like Senator John Corzine, who voted to burn the flag and kill kids. And then, you know what? As a reward for being that cruel, they made him the governor of New Jersey. He bought a lot of votes, especially in the black community, and he was up on the stage. He was the only white guy on the stage, and a reporter asked him, is it true that you met with these black ministers last night? And you agreed to do this and do that, and he stood like a deer in the Garden State headlights. And one of the black ministers turned to another one and said, what did we say we were going to say today about that? And he still got elected. How's that for corruption? Corruption is everywhere. Get rid of them all. Fire them all. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain. It'll take at least a year for the bribe takers to find the new collection agent. It's like destroying blocking the pass. I've said all I'm going to say, and don't let anybody tell you Woodcraft was great. Woodcraft was the beginning of the fall of the United States of America. And it was the beginning and the end of the draft, which should be back. Everybody should serve. Every civilian should serve his country. And there should be no exceptions to the rule. If you got a bad leg, you join the bad leg platoon. If you get hysterical, you can join the hysterical platoon in the Signal Corps. And that's it, man. Everybody serves their country. And you want to know something? Then you'll have skin in the game. And you know what else? You'll be voting for all the right legislation instead of leaving it up to the incompetibles. The incompetence. 8 at town meetings. How's that? 8 at town meetings and the Democrats are shut it down. And the Republicans are glad because they're afraid that they might have to have town hall meetings. No, the Republicans are waiting to be handed back the torch of freedom. And then what are they going to do with it? Roast marshmallows? Fire them all. Get rid of both parties. Maybe it's time for a third party. But you know what? In the meantime, let's get rid of the crap we have. Flush the toilet. We'll close with a sad drinking song. You know who drinks a lot and nobody ever pays any attention? They always blame the Irish for being heavy drinkers, but the Jewish people are big drinkers too. As a matter of fact, they have drinking songs. One of the most popular drinking songs is Have a Tequila.
The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's packed it queer. But a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer. When the barman says suddenly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog veranda for his master, he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen to say, "Jenny, be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she loans him away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
That sounds like the last tune. So let me see what I can find. We got a few minutes left. Let me give you a tune. I'll play a rock and roll tune for guys who get in trouble with their girlfriends.
Mary.
My dreams,
a smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Private and so proud, no one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, that comes to me from shadows of the past, and I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive. Take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com.